Sanctuary State, Illegal Alien Accused of Killing Father of Two Ordered Deported 6 Years Ago. By John Binder on July 10, 2019. An illegal alien accused of killing a father of two in a hit-and-run crash was ordered deported about 6 years ago. Federal officials reveal, in the sanctuary state of Illinois. Jose Rodriguez, a 27-year-old illegal alien from Honduras, is accused of running a red light on June 22 in Bloomington, Illinois, causing him to hit and kill 39-year-old Corey Cottrell, a father of two daughters, who was riding his motorcycle at the time and was on his way to see his mother, Kathy. According to prosecutors, Rodriguez fled the scene of the crash after hitting Cottrell. The following day, the illegal alien turned himself into law enforcement officials and has since been charged with causing a deadly hit-and-run and driving without a license. Just days after being charged, though, Rodriguez was allowed to post bail and be released. Prairie State Wire's W.J. Kennedy confirmed with federal immigration officials that Rodriguez had been living in the U.S. as an illegal alien for years. Details of Rodriguez's immigration history, obtained by Kennedy, reveal that in 2013 the illegal alien was issued an expedited deportation order. The next year, on March 6, 2014, Rodriguez was issued a final deportation order by an immigration judge in a trial that he did not show up to, Kennedy reports. Rodriguez is considered an ICE fugitive, a federal immigration official told Kennedy. Cottrell leaves behind his mother, Kathy, his 11 and 14-year-old daughters, Karina and Alexandra, his sister Shanna, his grandmother Virginia, as well as his aunts, uncles, cousins, and friends. Today, there are 1.7 million illegal aliens from Mexico and Central America living across the U.S. who have either already been issued final deportation orders or who have pending final deportation orders. In 2017, Illinois became a sanctuary state for the at least 400,000 illegal aliens living in the state. The law shields criminal illegal aliens from being detained and deported from the U.S. in Rodriguez's case. The state allowed him to be released on bail despite his deportation order dating back 6 years ago. Last week, an illegal alien, who was eventually able to become a naturalized U.S. citizen, was taken into custody after he was arrested for drunk driving and killing two Illinois women. After the crash, law enforcement officials discovered that the illegal alien was attempting to flee the country back to his native Guatemala. Police found and detained the illegal alien before he was able to leave. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @JXHNBinder.